Thank you for calling XPO. This is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is a technician, Jeff Wilson. I'm trying to find this woman's number. Okay. Well, I'm just going to give you the number that I have. It's 0016.
Hold on.
Okay.
That sounds like home delivery.
I'm actually calling to let you guys know that I fixed a problem for this woman. It was a broken garbage disposal that we supposedly did, but I just finished it, and everything is okay. Her name is Emma Vannucci.
How do you spell that last name?
The letter V, as in Valentine. A N N U C C I.
Got it. Give me just a moment. It was scheduled for today.
It wasn't scheduled. It was actually scheduled for next week, but because
okay.
I talked to Sandra from XPO,
right,
and she said when I get the price of the garbage disposal, just call. But I actually forgot to call.
Okay.
And now I'm calling to say that I did buy it today and I fixed it today.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. I'm going to see if I can locate the ticket so I can get that handled.
Okay.
I'll just put the dates out.
All right.
We can only have so many Vannucci's in one.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's not working. Do we have their zip code, perhaps?
What is it? 44. Hold on. Well, the original, she got two addresses. Now, what's on the manifest is 19,000 Lake Road, apartment 430, Rocky River, 44116. But we went to another address.
Okay, I just need to get it pulled up. Yeah, that's not finding anything. I'm bothersome that I can't find the ticket at all. Do we have the original order number if this was a service call?
This is a close one. If you can look on this number, 0016-3089-7533.
See, that's what's concerning me, is that is not something that will pull up in my system. Is there a BBY01 in front of it or anything like that?
No, hold on.
And I can try the phone number search. It takes a while, but if we have it, and you can give me the phone number on the order, you can try that way.
It's 440 223
7738. Okay, bear with me just a moment.
There's two numbers on there, so if you can't.
Is that the primary one?
I don't know, but I'm gonna give you this. I think this one is the primary. It's another 440.
Uh huh.
899.
Okay.
9794.
And is that listed as the primary?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll need to start the search over that search. Shy away from it because it freezes up the whole system. I can't do two of them at one time, so I'm gonna.
Okay.
It's typically the primary number that's gonna pull it up. So that was 440-899-9794.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodness. You're fine. I'm just waiting for it to load. The search takes its sweet time.
Okay. Oh, Oh, you know what?
Hold on just a moment.
Oh, okay, because I do have that that original number. That.
I apologize, my supervisor, come up to me. So you have that external number?
You say that again?
You have that 070 number?
Yeah, I have that actually.
Okay, give me just a second.
Okay.
I have to reload my, that phone number search is the devil, I'm telling you. Just a second. There we go. And then what's that job number?
That number, the original number is order number 0713.
Okay.
867 Edward.
Okay. One sec. Okay. Okay. All right, so I'm showing that the service call is in a complete status, so I just need to call the DOD, I guess.
And because the problem is fixed.
Okay. All right. I mean, unless it wasn't service provider related, I don't think that you need to speak to the DOD. We call the DOD if it's not service provider related. That way they can approve a fee for you going out there. So
okay.
If it's something you fixed, I can definitely notate that you called in and, oh, excuse me, and that the issue was fixed. I do see pictures on the order.
Okay.
But if you ever do a service call and it's a, you know, manufacturer issue, it's not install related, give us a call and then we call and add a service call fee to the order.
Another thing is it was considered installer related.
Right. So if it's installer related, then that's covered in the year warranty for the install. If it's not installer related, then you get a service call fee for the trip out there.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
So I will notate that you called and advised that this was completed and the issue was fixed.
Thanks so much.
No problem. All right. You take care, and thanks for speaking with me here at XPO. Yeah.